For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. It's a big, busy day for WIAA baseball and softball. We begin with sectional semifinal softball games. Today, the Ithaca Bulldogs, the number one seed in their half sectional, will be playing number two seed Hillsborough, a team they played a couple of weeks ago on a weekend day and scored the win. It should be a great game today as they rematch Hillsborough at Ithaca. The winner of that game will play either number one seed Assumption or number two Pepinalma. They play at Assumption High School today. The sectional final will be played Thursday at 5 at New Lisbon High School. Barneville is hosting Judah Albany as well in their half sectional. Moving to Division 4 softball, Fenimore plays at Cuba City, a rematch from the SWAL regular season, and Blair Taylor takes on Oliva Strom today. In Division 3, it will be River Valley at home as they take on number 5 seed Adams Friendship. Adams knocked off number 1 seed Prairie du Chien to get to the semifinal today, and River Valley was winner over conference foe Lancaster in 8 innings. Also today in Division 2, Mount Horeb will host West Salem, and Lake Mills will play at Jefferson. WIAA Division 4 baseball today. The Ithaca Bulldogs are hosting Cashton. The Bulldogs, the number one seed in the half sectional, play the eighth seed, Cashton Eagles. Number 5 seed Weston is playing number 4 DeSoto. That game going on today. And Seneca is hosting Waseca Steuben in a battle of 6 and 3 seeds. Brookwood is playing Royal as well. Looking at other games in Division 4, River Ridge will be at Belmont and Barneveld plays at Highland. Iowa Grant, a number 6 seed, is playing number 3 seed Riverdale. The Chieftains had a first round bye. Here is Coach Kurt Thompson of Riverdale.
They have a well-balanced team. The last time we played them, they played excellent defense. And I think they have a deep pitching staff, so if it's not working for one person, they can go to the next person. But, yeah, they're just a well-balanced team from top to bottom.
You play today at home and familiar surroundings. How much is a home field advantage a factor in the playoffs, do you feel?
Well, I think it makes a big difference, especially for us, because you know, our park is somewhat bigger than some places as far as the depth of the fence, you know, 380 to center and all that. So you have a lot more ground to cover, I think, and you're also playing on a grass infield, which you see more and more. But I think it's important to play at home. Gives you, I think, that little psychological edge that you're comfortable playing there. So hopefully it's a factor for us today.
Should be a really good game today. Iowa Grant at Riverdale in WIAA Level 2 Regional Baseball. That game will start at 4:30 this afternoon. We'll present it at 5 on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. In Division 3, Fenimore plays at Aquinas and Prairie du Chien is at Westby. Darlington will be hosting Mineral Point and Cuba City at Viroqua. Poinette is at Cambridge. In Division 2 baseball today, Platteville plays at Edgewood and Lodi at Mauston. It's also Reedsburg hosting Sauk Prairie and Richland Center, a 12th seed playing number 4 seed Mount Horeb today in Mount Horeb. Here is Hornets coach Ryan Lemke.
Like I said, we're playing with house money, and you know, if you win in the playoffs and you're going to roll everyone right into the state championship round, to me, that's not fun, right? You got to go through and you got to get through and get in some dogfights and get in some grimy games and be the underdogs and come out on top. That's what it's all about. We did that on Thursday, and we enjoyed that one last night, and now it's back to work and back to business because we've got a tough Mount Horeb team on Tuesday, but a beatable Mount Horeb team. You know, that's one of the memory banks, our 4 seniors. Yeah, I'm super happy for them. But now the message is don't let it be it. Right, let's get back on the pony, okay, and let's go out and just compete and put ourselves in a position to win on Tuesday. If we can put ourselves in a position to win on Tuesday with this group, you know, that's a great spot.
Coach Ryan Lemke of Richland Center, his team in Mount Horeb, in the second round of the WIAA tournament after a win over Portage last week. Yesterday in hometown in baseball, Muscadet lost 4-2, but played a good game. Alex Meister pitched with Mason Atkins coming in relief. Tyler Hatch was 4-for-4 with a double. Matthew Cartwright went 2-for-4, and Brett Hatch and Keegan Ramirez had hits. Once again, the Mudcats had runners on in the ninth inning with a chance to tie or win, but could not quite get it done. Elsewhere yesterday, Dodgeville 3-2 over Hollandale. Sauk Prairie topped Reedsburg 12-2. It was Mazamani with a Memorial Day win over Black Earth 4-3. Also a win for Ashton over Casanova 10-0. Verona 16, Scholesburg Benton 1. Also Arena and Belleville matched up at Arena yesterday with Belleville coming out on top 14-7. Argyle 5-4 over Ridgeway, and Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 3-0 over Wyota. Cottage Grove 9 and Sauk Prairie 5. A home run by shortstop Willie Adames was the big blow as the Brewers broke a scoreless pitcher's duel wide open in the eighth inning Monday to claim a 5-1 win. It was the fifth straight loss for the Cubs. Former Brewers manager Craig Counsell was honored before the game, but was booed loudly every time he came out of the dugout after that. As far as the game, it was another great outing for the rookie Gasser, who manager Pat Murphy talked about.
We're almost one-third of the season in, and we've used 11 starters. So that's the answer. You know, like, to have a guy be able to give you six every time. And this is, it's not totally surprising, but it is kind of remarkable for a kid to come up and do that so quickly.
And Willie Adames, again, had the big hit.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I feel like a lot of us were waiting for this series because, you know, it's always intense, you know, when you're playing the Cubs, especially because, you know, we got Council coming for the first time after they left. And I think, you know, you couldn't master energy tonight.
That is Willie Adames. The same two teams play tonight. Freddie Peralta scheduled to start in tonight's game at AmFam Field. The Dodgers at the Mets postponed last night. Cincinnati 3-1 over St. Louis. Washington 8, Atlanta 4. San Francisco 8-4 over Philadelphia. And San Diego is a 2-1 winner over Miami. In the American League, Baltimore 11, Boston 3. Minnesota 6-5 over Kansas City. Toronto 5, the White Sox 1. Seattle 3-2 over Houston, Colorado 8, and Cleveland 6. From the NBA playoffs, Boston beat Indiana 105-102, and from the NHL, Dallas 5, Edmonton 3. New Badger safety coach Alex Grinch admits he is working with a chip on his shoulder after arriving in Madison. Grinch was fired as the defensive coordinator at USC with two games left in the season last year. He says a big reason for him to accept the job at Wisconsin is head coach Luke Fickell. He takes over a position group with the Badgers filled with talented athletes. Star safety Hunter Waller leads the group that returns nearly every player from last year. He just signed a big contract with the Packers, and then reports are coming out about the hamstring injury suffered by running back Josh Jacobs. Head coach Matt LaFleur calls it a little hamstring issue, saying he expects Jacobs back on the field pretty soon. The start of the 24 NFL season is a little over 3 months away, so the former league rushing champion has plenty of time to do what he needs to do to recover. This is Jacobs' sixth NFL season, and he has missed only 9 games. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.